Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bill Bullard from RCAF USA. We're back with him in just a moment.
At Mueller, we realize customers who choose metal roofing for their home require durability, longevity, and value, like Chris.
I decided on Mueller because when I started asking around, they all said Mueller is by far the best company to deal with. I trusted Mueller because of the reputation that they had, and they surely delivered. It's a dream home. I wanted a good roof on it.
True value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and how a company stands behind their products after the sale. Just ask Glenda.
Mueller helped me to achieve and fulfill the dream that I wanted. It's like a family. We work together. They're interested in your project, and they want to achieve everything that you really wanted in your plans.
At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more assurance, more value from a company in business more than 85 years. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com.
Bill Bullard is the longtime chief executive officer of RCAF USA, and he's not happy with some of the media coverage RCAF has received from publications like Drovers, saying they've got connections, RCAF does, to HSUS. In no uncertain terms, Bill Bullard responds.
Well, we've taken some pretty aggressive steps to initiate fundamental reforms for our industry, and in particular, our work on restoring country of origin labeling for beef and pork, as well as to reform the beef checkoff program. And knowing that there's not much we can do at the national level because it's been determined to be government speech, we're now focused on the state beef councils and giving producers a choice as to where their hard-earned money goes. And many that oppose our efforts have taken great exception to the work that we've done. And rather than focus on the merits of the issues that we've been working on, instead they want to marginalize us by claiming that we work with the HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States. And we certainly do not work with that organization, receive no funding from them, have no working relationship with them. But we have employed attorneys who have expertise in constitutional law, for example, that do have relationships with some of these other organizations. So they're claiming that we are, in some manner, working in an underhanded fashion because we have retained attorneys that have a prior history with these organizations that they don't like. The fact of the matter is we sought out attorneys who had expertise in the very particular issues we were working on, and we've been successful. And that's why they're fighting so hard to marginalize us, to affect our integrity, when the fact of the matter is we continue to fight for what our member policies have been for the past 20 years. These are our issues. We have developed a strategy. We have hired the attorneys, and they do what we ask them to do. And so there's no truth to their argument or their allegation that we work with these organizations. We do not. We are an independent group, and we are being very successful in initiating the reforms that our thousands of cattle producing members have asked for.
Bullard acknowledges that at least one group that RCAF works with, the Organization for Competitive Markets, does have some ties back to HSUS.
That group did, in fact, join with the HSUS. In fact, they use HSUS attorneys on some of their issues, and they invited us to join with them, and we said absolutely not. We would not work with the HSUS, and yet we recognize that they do. We have no ongoing working relationship with them. However, we work on the same issues, and from time to time, we will stand together on those issues.
Would you say, would it be fair to say that might be about as close as you've actually had a direct contact with HSUS is through working with OCM?
Well, because they do work with HSUS, we maintain an arm's length from that organization. We know who they're working with, and so we do not work with them working with HSUS. Our membership has said that our organization shall not work with animal rights activists that are working to reduce meat consumption, for example, so we simply do not do that. But again, this is an organization that works on the same issues that we do with respect to competition issues, country of origin labeling, and the beef checkoff program. But we are not working with them on their lawsuit with the beef checkoff. That's an independent lawsuit that they themselves are focused on. We have our own lawsuit, and they are not working with us on that.
RCAF's Bill Bullard. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Black Herford Ranch's 14th annual fall cream of the crop bull and bred heifer sale will be held Monday, October 29th at 1 p.m. live at the ranch in Crawford, Oklahoma, and can also be seen on Superior Livestock, Dish Satellite 232, and DirecTV Channel 603. 75 14 to 20 month old herd bull and AISI prospects, 10 2 to 4 year old proven herd bulls, and our top 40 spring bred heifers. For more information, contact Chris Black 580-309-0711, and you can check out the catalog at blackherfordranch.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.